What's the gospel? Put it in a sentence. The gospel is the news that Jesus Christ, the righteous one, died for our sins, rose again, eternally triumphant over all his enemies, so that there is now no condemnation for those who believe, but only everlasting joy. That's the gospel.
Hello and welcome to The Pulse. This is where we tackle pulse-raising questions regarding the Christian faith. I'm Toya Kinoso, I'm your host, and I'm joined by Mike Omeni. And today's question is, should every Christian go on missions? Being a director of a charity called Our God-Given Mission, I'm sure this is a question which is quite close to your heart. So I'll throw that over to you then, Mike. Should Christians go on missions?
Well, I think it's close to every Christian's heart who at some stage will consider, you know, this Matthew 28 grand great commission that we're all given, is it something I should obey in my life, or is it for a select few people? Equally, there may be times where, I don't know, maybe after watching a film or discussing with a friend, you have that sense of, let me sell everything I have and move abroad. And you're thinking, well, is this God's plan for me, or am I just doing a bit too much here? You know, as some of your friends may say. So it is a very important question to tackle, and it's one that I think it's hard to tackle. I mean, the answer is yes and no. Like every good question, the answer is yes and no. Should Christians go on mission? Well, I think the question ought to be, should Christians be willing to go on mission? And I think that's the first things we have to tackle. The truth is, if God's going to be not just our Savior, but our Lord, and he's going to be in charge of our lives, then there is a sense in which we have to be ready to do whatever he says we should do. Should the Holy Spirit convey to us, or should God, you know, make it very clear in our hearts that we are to go abroad, we should be willing to go. And there is nothing else you can do that can compensate, or that can be plan B over what God's will and plan and desire is for your life. So the example is, if God says go on mission and you go, well, I've written a Christian book, the answer is, well, that's nice, but that's not going on mission. So every Christian must be prepared to go. The example I was given young, and I've said it multiple times since, is a Christian must never hold on to anything too tightly, because at any given stage or at any given point in time, God may direct such a person to put that thing down and pick something else up. Now, another thing we have to do when we confront this question is to be a bit more mission-minded. The truth of the matter is, there are there are thousands of unreached people groups, predominantly in India, that sometimes, you know, may jostle our heart and our heart goes out to. But equally, we live here in the UK in an increasingly secular country where more and more people, at least by census records, identify as Christians. That's happening. Less and less people are saying they are Christians, sorry. So the question becomes, well, is there work to do here in the UK? And the answer is yes. One of our major goals at our God-given mission is to help people think solely, help people to kind of expand their thinking, and not to consider only India as a mission field, but to consider their workspace as a mission field, and you know, if they're teachers, their classrooms as a mission field, and if they're doctors, the surgery room or the GP practice, that's equally a mission ground. So you don't have to, when the Bible says go in Matthew 28:19, we often do an exegesis of that text and go through it word by word. But when it says go, the point there is to leave a position that you currently occupy, to leave your comfort zone, and to stretch out in a hope to bring the gospel to people, but also to teach them to observe and obey God's laws. That's something you can do at work. Because at work, you've got people's ear. You have dinner with them. You have lunch with them. So you can make a really strong impact right there. So every Christian should go on mission abroad and to India if God calls them to, and if they feel that impression in their heart, and if reading scripture, it's very clear to them through God's impression that they should go. But equally, you can go tomorrow on mission if you want to, should you adopt a mission mindset with everywhere you currently go right now. Now, one of the beautiful things we also get to enjoy is the advent of the internet. Because of the internet and because of social media, it is now more possible for Christians not to just post selfies and you know, do quizzes online on BuzzFeed, trying to find out what kind of fruit you are. But you can also use the online domain to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can upload videos, you can upload scriptures, you can really try and do relationships with people online in an effort to help them understand the gospel. Now, a Christian is not one that's looking for the right tool before he worships God, but one who considers whatever he or she has in front of him and dedicates that thing to the service of a purpose much greater than himself, namely that people would get to know God.
Yeah, that's great, and I really appreciated your point about being mission-minded. I mean, the word missionary literally means the one who is sent, and the Bible makes it clear that, well, as Christians, we're all sent. We all firstly come to Christ, and then we go into the world. So if you're listening to this wondering, well, am I called in to go abroad, to go into missions? Well, I would say probably it's a question to ask your elders at your church, your pastors, spiritual mentors and leaders, and something to seek and pray diligently. However, in the meantime, hold on to the truth that wherever God chooses to place you, he's sending you into the world to serve him and to bear witness to him. So I guess a follow-up question I'll ask, and you touched on it at the end there a little bit. A friend of mine recently spoke to me and made it known that I really feel like I am called to missions. I feel like I am called to evangelism. However, I don't feel like I have the gospel literacy. Maybe they can't quote the five solas or walk someone through the Romans road. However, I really want to, but I just don't feel like I am qualified. So what would you then speak into that situation?
Well, the first thing to note is, you know, there aren't specific callings into something like evangelism. We are all to evangelize. As you said, missionary means the sent ones, and we are all sent. So the notion that some may say, oh, you know what, I'm just not called to evangelism, or I am called into evangelism, is a non-starter, it's a misnomer. As a Christian, you are to share your faith. Peter lets us know, Matthew lets us know, that we have to give a reasonable defense of our faith. Mark lets us know we have to be all able to preach the gospel. And that means both admonishing, as we learn in Colossians, and 1 Peter 4, instructing people. This is simply what Christians must do. It's something every Christian has a mandate to do. So I make that point because I often hear it that folks say, oh, that I have a friend called John. He's just called into evangelism. And I go, well, what do you mean by that? You know, are you never with people? If you are, you can share your faith with them. Now, if there's somebody who's thinking, I don't know enough, I would tell them, join the club, because we are all in a place where we could know more about who God is, who Jesus is. In fact, it's going to take us all of eternity to scratch the surface on who God is. That's the beauty of God. He is so big and he is so massive that we just can't figure him out. We are only experiencing a mere fading taste of who he is. The fullness of who God is, we really get to know in our glorified state. So that person shouldn't be too disheartened. They should take umbrage knowing that many Christians are like them. But you know, what I tell people is, when it comes to evangelism, is you just start where you are, right? If you're saved and you know Jesus Christ and you've accepted him, you've had faith, you put your trust in him and nothing else but him, you've turned away from your wicked ways, you're willing to live a life of repentance where you are in submission and in union and in communion with God, well, at least you know what that looks like, which means you can start there. You don't have to know all the answers. There's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know. This is, at the end of the day, a journey. But you can start with what you know. What does it feel like to put your trust in him? What does it feel like to put your hope in him? What does it feel like to turn away from sin? What does it feel like to be ransomed, to be justified? These are all things you have ample content on by virtue of being a Christian. I think we make evangelism far too academic. We leave it for the articulate and for the really smart and intelligent theologians. That's just nonsense. Evangelism is about sharing the hope you have. The hope you have, not in yourself, but in a savior. That's the point. So you need to go out wherever you are and just share that. As you grow, you add more flesh to the bones. And of course, you learn more. You can answer more questions. Perhaps you can lead someone through scripture now. But you can't wait to get there, because if you do, you'll never get there. Understand that we are fighting, not just gospel literacy, but a deep sense, a deep carnal thing that tells us when we never should share the gospel, because someone else will, someone else is better, and we don't need to do it. But the Bible paints the opposite picture. Matthew 28 is for everyone. Mark 16 is for everybody. So we all have to answer that Great Commission.
Thank you for that, Mike. Such an amazing answer. And thank you guys for listening, wherever it was, wherever it be, in your commute, in the gym, when you were studying. We thank you and really hope this blesses you. If you have any more questions you'd like to ask, please don't hesitate to ask us at hello@ourgodgivenmission.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.